International eyes are turning to the Arctic as a rich source of energy, and some Alaska Native corporations are looking ahead to securing a strong position in future infrastructure development and ownership. At the Arctic Imperative Summit in Girdwood last weekend, state agency officials mixed with Native corporation representatives for a look at possible partnerships. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
The Arctic is luring global investment, and the state of Alaska is working to attract as much of that investment as possible while recognizing that Alaska Native corporations play a key role. Hugh Short chairs the board of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA. Short told those gathered at the Arctic Imperative Summit that investors and Alaska Native corporations are a good match.
I see a lot of CEOs, chairmen of the board of Alaska Native corporations in this room. They own 44 million acres in this state. 12% of the land mass is owned by Alaska Native corporations. And so if you're looking for an investment partner, they're right there. You're probably sitting next to one who is a shareholder of an Alaska Native corporation who has resources, oil and gas, hydrocarbons, coal, gold, platinum, you name it, it's in this room.
Short himself is a Chelista shareholder. He says changes in AIDA's board structure has made the agency easier to approach for development financing, and AIDA is open for business.
AIDA is an agency today that can own all or part of a development or infrastructure project. So the state of Alaska can be your partner in equity, in debt, in your infrastructure project. I think this is really important for the Alaska Native corporations in the room, because many of the challenges is infrastructure, whether it's a port to get your resources out, whether it is a transmission line to be able to electrify a project. All those are challenges, and what we've been able to do is get the authority to actually invest into those projects.
Short says AIDA is the state vehicle to work with to get a project off the ground. Arctic Slope Region Incorporated is taking up AIDA on its offer. Crawford Putkatuk chairs ASRC's board.
ASRC has recently entered into a partnering agreement with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to do a pre-feasibility or concept engineering analysis on a potential deep water port location within our Arctic region. The study will focus on a multi-use port for servicing multiple industries, including our own coal resources. As part of the analysis, we are evaluating the suitability of both offshore and onshore related infrastructure. This is an important step by ASRC and demonstrates our desire to have some control and financial return on future Arctic development.
Speaking on Saturday at a session on sustainable development in the Arctic, Putkatuk said Alaska Natives should recognize opportunities in development.
For the Inupiat, the Arctic is our identity. It provides for our sustenance and our economic sustainability. If the future of the Arctic means continued development, then that is our destiny as well.
Putkatuk says ASRC's leadership recognizes working for the shareholders with a balance of sustainability, profitability, and the protection of subsistence.
We are the Arctic experts. We are not looking for a handout, but we are looking for acknowledgement that our region is important and that we are included at every level. Maximum participation and benefit by our people, because we are taking the most risk.
Putkatuk says ASRC is ready to participate in development as long as it is done on terms compatible with Alaska Native values and heritage. I'm Ellen Lockyer.